And that's Sasha.
And we are live on Adobe Radio.
Yeah.
We are.
We're live.
We are.
Yes, we're live.
And we're so happy to be here. We are. We're happy every week that we're live. We're live most weeks. Oh, when we're not live, it makes us sad.
It does. I mean,
sometimes it has to happen, though.
Mondays, you know, if Monday could be Monday Fun Day, it would be because of the Cool Nerd Weed Show. Monday. It's a fun day.
It's true. I've always loved Monday. Well, I've loved Mondays for a long time because I used to do like overnight radio and I worked weekends on the radio. So Monday was like my Saturday. And oh, I also did improv comedy. America's favorite sort of comedy. Monday nights. That was when my house team performed. So I loved Mondays. I've loved Mondays for like a while. I never had the Sunday scaries. Well, I did when I worked regular jobs, but when I had all my favorite jobs, Mondays always made me happy. And they still do.
And
we do the Cool Nerd.
And it's Monday night, so your Monday's over. So you can enjoy it.
Yeah.
You can enjoy it.
That's true. You can relax, smoke your weed of choice if that's what you do. What are we smoking today? Well, TS has a job. Oh, that's what we're going to talk about. Actually, we're going to talk about your job. TS has
a
job.
This is a true story.
And because of that, I guess, for whatever reason, we tend to smoke a lot of weed. Well, we smoke a lot of weed anyway.
We do anyway. We're going to do this. We're going to smoke regardless. But I don't know. This came across my desk. And it's 420 Kingdom, and it's special because it's grown aeroponically.
I've never heard of 420 Kingdom.
Either have I. For full disclosure.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I had never heard of the 420 Kingdom before, at all. But I think you need to know about this. I think everybody needs to know about them.
420 Kingdom. Yeah.
They're aeroponically grown.
Mm, what does that mean?
Which it's interesting because they don't grow in a grow medium.
Okay.
All of the roots are exposed and sprayed, misted with like the perfect amount of nutrients and water like all the time.
Like by a machine or by a person?
It's very much, it has to be automated. This is like the super scientific way of growing cannabis right now. It's
aeroponic.
Aeroponics.
Is it expensive?
I think to actually set it up might be expensive, but I think in the long run, it grows fast. That's one thing. Like the plants are getting all of the nutrients directly to the roots. And they're sprayed on there.
Wait, what do you mean the roots are exposed?
When you see like a cutting of cannabis plant,
I don't think I know
what
you're
talking
about.
You've seen clones, and they're like busting. Roots are out of the little medium.
Yeah,
It's like that through its entire life cycle.
Oh, okay.
But in like large buckets.
Okay.
And then the roots are like misted.
I know what you're talking about.
Misted.
I've seen that.
They're like,
yeah. Pss, 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 pss. I know what you're talking about.
Yes. And it grows fast. It's super scientific. I think this is how they grow cannabis on the space shuttle. Or International Space Station.
If they were
to grow cannabis in space, this is how they would do it.
Yeah. This is like
it's like mad science.
Mad science.
And I think the finished product is quite fucking delicious.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is. I guess, like, why isn't it grown like this, like, all the time everywhere?
I think because...
Like, why do some people want to be like, no, let's do it this way? Why doesn't everybody do
it? I think because it's not easy.
If it was easy,
everybody would be doing it.
That's what I mean.
But it's very scientific, and, you know, a lot could go wrong.
I will say, you know, a lot of people do try to cut corners when it comes to growing weed. I was trying to think of a clever word for weed, but a lot of new growers or innovative growers try to not reinvent the wheel, but just like, you know, cut, like grow quickly so that they can have mad volume, and also pass regulation tests without PGRs and stuff. So like people do try to do things that will make them the most monies. So I think weed does prove over and over and over again that there is no quick.
No, there's no
like diet, like magic bullet to like.
No, for sure.
You know, so even something like this, I guess, is still, you know, it's not easy. Like it, even though it yields like a really nice.
It's clean and it's delicious. And
yeah. Like, yeah, even though it like. Oh, yeah. I want to see that, too.
Yeah. It's sparkly.
But it's still really difficult to do. Right.
I think it's more challenging. I think a lot more can go wrong. I mean, if your plant is in soil or rock wool, it's going to have moisture for a while. But if something goes wrong with your misting, your aeroponic system,
well, then the whole thing is
gone. Hmm. You know, you don't have that margin of error. Mm-hmm. Like it needs to be constantly. This system, I'm sure, is monitored like 24/7. And it's super scientific.
I would hope so.
I would think so. I don't know. The product is
really good.
Shit's fire. And that marshmallow OG, man, it reminds me of the s'mores.
What did we just smoke that had s'mores?
It was that Kanagar, the little mini blunt.
Oh, it was. Okay. Yeah. That was really good.
Yeah. Which I was like, I hadn't seen s'mores for a long time. And then I'm like, let's check out this marshmallow OG. I'm like, there's some s'mores there down the line. There has to be marshmallow s'mores. Come
but
on.
Then we do that sometimes. We do. We're like, oh, and, the name and, has and to be the this. Name. And then it's like, no,
it's like
not
completely
at all.
Not what we think it is. But the flavor profile was very similar.
Mm-hmm. No, I
think,
would agree.
But you're right. Like it's never exactly what we think. They like throw like a cross in there.
We've
like,
done that.
Really?
We're just like, oh, that must be that.
It's got to be this and this. And we're completely wrong.
Oh, damn. Well, okay. But this is really good. This is nice. I like this. Aeroponically grown. The future of fucking the world.
Yeah.
The stronger the roots, the greater the impact. Yeah. I guess that is risky. But. Good job. I mean, it's really great. And this is, you know, this is what California does. We figure out new good ways to grow weed with integrity.
Absolutely.
I think California does their best to not. Oh, that's my dog.
Integrity is
Rudy
important.
Agrees. Rudy agrees.
Rudy and Larson agree.
They know. They know. They took their CBD today. Okay, so you work again.
Yes, I do.
I might have to yell at my dogs.
That's, you know, 9 out of 10 Rudy and Larson's agree.
Okay, I think they're fine. Yes, you work again. You're working again.
Yes,
and,
I am.
It's interesting. In the dispensary industry, like we get so many types of people. It never ever ceased to amaze me.
Never.
Always. And I remember bringing like my mom, she couldn't come in at the time because we were still Prop D, but she was in the lobby, you know, and just saw like all the types of people coming and going. And you'll see that if your state is not adult use yet or medicinal in the way that, you know, is accessible, you'll see that start to happen the more acceptable, you know, dispensaries are. So like you'll see everybody from, you know, a famous person to an older person to a younger person to your typical stoner to me to you to TS to our bosses, in LA especially. There's a very cultural, you know, and specific thing with weed is like, you know, it was the thing that kept people out of trouble here in LA. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Like when
yeah.
Prop D was a thing, like the people who got into trouble stayed out of trouble because they got into legal weed. And I think that foundation says a lot about the culture here too. And all that said is that it does bring some interesting characters across our way. And, you know, you gotta know that at the end of the day, it's almost, you know, like it is customer service, because there's a lot of people that we see, and that we have to like listen to in the best possible way.
Yes.
All the time, I was just always like, wow, like every single person was more fascinating to me than the next, you know, even the patients or the members that would come in that would be like not so fun. At the end of the day, I was just always like, you know, something brought you here. And like, it wasn't, you know,
it is.
People who go to dispensaries are like, and people who go all the time, it's certainly in California or Southern California, still very much a community. So even though they're all like, even though everybody's different, they all kind of have the same thread, which is weed. So that means you just get all sorts of characters that get to talk to you and that you get to talk to and that you get to listen to. And it's colorful in like a very, very great way, I think.
It is beautiful, and it is fascinating. And you're in the community and you're dealing with the local community. You're part of it, and it's very colorful.
You're part of the experience.
It's entertaining. It has provided endless hours of entertainment to us.
Yeah, and like, you know, just I did always take like like no matter what, I tried, and it does get to be, you know, and nowadays it is too. Like, I think we talked about this a few weeks ago. Like, the clientele is also changing too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, because it's adult use.
Everybody's educated. They're very well knowledgeable. People know what they want.
They know what they've read. They know what they've heard. Maybe it's wrong. Like,
yeah, whether it's wrong or right, yeah. they're educated somehow, and they know about born on dates and harvest dates, and they know about certain cannabinoids, and they've read about certain cannabinoids.
Well, that's, you know, that the sorts of things that you, dear listener, probably, I mean, listen, if you're listening to the Cool Nerd Weed Show, you're probably a bit of a nerd about weed, or you're like genuinely curious, and we are accessible, which is why I like us. But if you are a casual, if you have casual interest in weed and you watch the news, there's like certain topics that come up over and over and over again. So like, cannabinoids are definitely one of them, you know. I think there's some confusion about what they are and what they do. I think there's maybe some accuracy about all the things that are weed. You know, we used to have people come in and try our bombs, you know, our like pain bombs, our CBD bombs, and be like, oh, you know, I feel contact, or I feel high, or I got the munchies. And we're like,
oh, yeah.
You don't.
Oh, really? Like, no.
Like, literally, it's impossible.
Psychosomatic.
So, yeah,
for sure.
Exactly. So like, sometimes it's like accurate. Sometimes it's like, all right, you just heard something on the television. Like the Halloween thing. Like we were going to say, like the Halloween thing. People keep thinking that you're going to get weed edibles in your kid's Halloween bag.
Accidentally or on purpose.
And I can't stress it enough. Like, nobody is going to on purpose give away weed. Accidental, I guess.
I am not handing out $25 bags of edibles to the local children. That is crazy.
No.
That is sensational, and that is demonizing.
It's demonizing weed
cannabis
for no reason. And if you don't if you don't know how precious our edibles are, especially on Halloween, you watch the news or you see whatever goes around and you think, oh, that happens. It does not. But we're here to tell you that what you hear in dispensaries is sometimes what you think you're gonna hear in dispensaries.
And sort of hilarious.
Okay, so what's your okay, so we're gonna do, we may do this again, we may not, but we're gonna do like an overheard dispensary. It's a working title.
Yes. Overheard dispensaries.
LA.
LA. Overheard dispensaries, LA. And okay, here's number one. Overheard in the dispensary. I can't do too much myrcene. It fucks me up.
Just myrcene? Does this dispensary that this was overheard in sell like the concentrated myrcene?
No. We do not. they do not. Excuse me. They do not. They do not just sell specifically myrcene products.
Now, I have to tell you that is a thing, you know.
It is. And myrcene is found in, I'm going to say, 100% of cannabis flower in one way or another, in one form of another.
Yeah. And we did a whole plant-based, right?
We did a whole plant-based.
Stay tuned.
We paired all the various terpenes with foods.
Mm-hmm. Myrcene was one of them.
So, you know, let me just point out a few strains that are high in myrcene. Granddaddy Purple, OG Kush, Cherry Pie. They even say it's in Blue Dream. It runs the whole spectrum.
Yes.
Of it's cannabis. Everywhere. It's everywhere. It's in all your cannabis plants in various trace amounts.
And if you take that concentrated stuff, I don't know what they use to extract those things. Let's just say that I'm not saying it doesn't enhance or fuck you up. Again, psychosomatic is a thing. Also, if your body's not used to taking a concentrated terpene, it might just be like, whoa, what is this thing? So if you smoke weed and you drink a shot of concentrated myrcene or if you eat a bunch of mangoes that we learned in our talk with Canacam, that's actually not a thing. So listen to that chemical cannabis episode because it was very informing. But those concentrated shots are a thing. And I think people think it's like 5-hour energy. You know what I mean? Like it's like you take it. And it's like you think it's doing a thing and like, I'm telling you, it's not, you know, so it may interact with cannabis a little bit. You may have that. Your receptors are like lit up and shit. But getting fucked up on too much myrcene, I don't know.
We'll have to have
Canacam back on because.
For sure.
Wait, is it Canacam?
I had her spell it because I'm
challenged. We needed it. Yeah, no, she's the fucking
Riley
best.
Riley D.
I still follow TikTok as being a major dick about everything. So,
but yeah, we could have her come on and clear
come on
up
and
the,
tell
the,
and
yeah,
tell
like
you and tell
the
members that getting fucked up on too much myrcene is
myrcene is in is prevalent in at least 20% of. Cannabis profiles. And
so did somebody say anything to that person?
Sometimes when people say those kind of ridiculous things, you're like, oh, okay, well, maybe let's try to find you something that's lower in myrcene. And you know, not all of the packaging has the very intricate cannabinoid terpene profiles on them.
Right.
But I don't know. It's out there. It's out there. And this is how could they possibly even know? How could you possibly even tell?
I think it's because of those shots.
Oh, like the very specific terpene shots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it like I just remember seeing that on TikTok. Is that like
where do we get these? We're going to need more.
Look it up. You'll like, it's a thing. It's like,
would you have to take like a huge amount of myrcene to actually,
but who knows what that is?
It was, you know what I mean? Eating the mangoes.
Well, Riley said that
when
that
Riley
was like,
said,
not
Riley
really,
said you'd have to eat like a crate of mangoes,
but it also like it interacts. So it's like eating like, you know, like aphrodisiac shit. Like it doesn't you like ejaculate, but it gets you in the mood. It gives some like brain stimulators, you know what I mean? But it's not going to like, you know, actually get the deed done. But I think mangoes are the same. Like it enhances it, but it's not literally going to be, you're not going to eat a mango and be like, oh shit, oh my God. But like you're going to. It'll enhance a little bit, whatever, if you're susceptible to that sort of thing. The shots, I don't know because, I don't know. I think, can I have your lighter? I think
This is
that's stupid anyway. But but it was going around TikTok for a minute that like myrcene shots would make you feel the effects that myrcene in the terpene that occurs in weed would make you feel, which I don't think is accurate. Is that the only one you have?
Oh, there's I have more.
Do one more.
All right. Okay. Let's see. Okay. I like pre-rolls that are flat and not twisted. In my opinion, twisted pre-rolls are a waste of money because they don't burn right.
What? Wait, pre-rolls that are flat like the tip?
Yeah, yeah.
Not like flattened pre-rolls that you get in like your shoe.
I mean, this person was confused as fuck.
Okay.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So what do you just of that state of that particular statement? What do you make of that statement?
If somebody said that to me as a bud tender,
yeah.
First of all, I would have asked the question that I just asked mm-hmm. because pre-rolls that are flat, I don't know what that means. When you told me the story, I was like, you mean like somebody had like stepped on them and they were like, you know, like got stuck on the bottom of your purse flat? Like, I don't know what flat means. And then you would have to clarify the tip of it.
Yeah. Yes.
And then I would understand that you meant you didn't want the kind of pre-rolls that were twisted at the tip, but
you know, some come old school, sort some, of twisted, and then
well,
most come twisted.
Nowadays,
and then
sometimes
some
you'll get
come,
the flat top ones,
yeah, flat,
and
like,
some
like
fancy people can do like people who can roll good joints can do like a flat rolled joint. You don't need to take the lighter; you can take the joint. Well, I think this person might not understand how joints work. I think like when you old school roll a joint with your fingers, there is some twisting going on. And
always.
Sometimes that is
100%
hard. If you're not good at rolling joints like myself, you may not get the most out of your joint because you're burning weed and it's hard. If you're smoking a poorly rolled joint, it's a bummer. So I would try to tell him that I understand
his
pain because I don't roll good joints. However, the joints of today are not rolled like that. They are rolled in a machine, a big machine that is pre-rolled with a cone that involves no twisting process other than sealing it so that the weed doesn't get out.
It's the sealing process.
Yes. It's just to close it so that there's no weed getting out or getting yucky. So if you wanted to take the tip off, and in modern day joints, they're very small too.
Which brings us to our main point of it all. He said you could take the tip off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is like that's key right there. And
you don't have to like smoke the tip of it. You just break it off.
You could break
it
off
when you roll joints
all the time.
Yeah.
I like bite it off or chop it off somehow.
And then it's flat. Look at that. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. And then it's flat. And then.
Yeah.
You need to be able to light it.
Correctly.
Which was where it was all going.
Yeah. So you mean like. What do you mean?
I meant
like light a joint.
Just able to, you know, which comes to like part two of the educational process
right.
of that
yes.
you need to be able to.
How are you lighting?
How are you lighting this joint?
Yeah. Why are you
unsatisfied with a twisted joint? So it comes down to being able to light it correctly.
Right.
Which you can burn off or bite that tip off or cut it
yeah.
off somehow, but then you need to light it and make sure that it burns evenly. You can't just like put a lighter to it and start sucking on the end.
No, it's not like a cigarette. It has to be.
Well, yeah, that's where people get confused all the time.
Yeah, it has to be. Weed does need to be at least fully combusted on the surface.
You need to finesse
to
it a little bit sometimes.
And I've had unsatisfactory pre-rolled joints.
For
pre-rolls
sure.
are not, you know, the fucking best the weed world has to offer. Like it's not. Like I don't recommend pre-rolls for the quickness, you know what I mean? Like and the convenience, sure go for it. But if you want the full good weed experience, get yourself some flour, fucking cut it up with scissors if you don't have a grinder, and roll it up yourself. Or put it in a pipe, dude.
Put it in a cone.
And listen, I
pack your own cones.
I can dig it. Just try to understand what modern day joints are. It's not somebody rolling them, you know, like it used to be. And if you don't think, if you understand that, if you understand it's a pre-rolled cone that involves no twisting whatsoever, all it is the sealing process, then yeah, you have to know. Because sometimes you'll light it and then you'll light the end of it. And it's that big cherry.
Yeah.
That's what I think he was talking about. Because I've done that, you know, and just in the fucking haste of trying to get your shit lit. You're like...
It starts canoeing.
Yeah, and it starts canoeing. And you have that big cherry at the end. And you flick it and the whole thing is fucking gone. And it's only, like a 0.3 gram of weed that you just wasted. I get it. I get
only,
it, friend.
You've only inhaled paper. And then your whole experience is ruined.
Listen, I get the cherry experience. Yeah, you just have to know. And if that happens, you know, fucking stoner hack, you could save it. I mean, how many times have we cherried and just saved the joint?
Saved it, yeah.
If you, like, just put the joint down on the cherry, make it fuse back into itself because it's literally on fire, and then suck on it. And your weed is still lit.
Like, it's still lit, yeah.
So there are many ways to salvage a joint, and I don't think the way it was sealed makes any diff.
No, right? No, it doesn't.
Yeah,
you just need to, like, be able to finesse your pre-roll, and you might need to.
Yeah.
It comes down to education.
And it's like, if you have to think of a pre-roll like pre-packaged anything, you know,
a pre-packaged sandwich, you might need to put some mustard on it.
Exactly. It might not be, you know, dressed the way you want it. Exactly. It's like that. Anything that's like, and you know, we used to be able to control the level of what happens at a pre-roll, but dispensaries cannot. So asking for a specific type of joint is, if I may say, fucking obnoxious.
You may say.
I don't work for that place, so if you, I guess I'm not, now I'll never
know.
Be hired. But yeah, I'm just kidding. It's not. You can say whatever you want. Customer's always
for
right.
All, for legal purposes, this is
for
a
legal
joke.
For legal purposes, this is a joke. It does not reflect TS's opinion of anything. This was Sasha's opinion only.
All of the opinions are my own.
And it does not reflect Adobe or TS. Whatever comes out of my mouth, I take liability for.
It's true. I would have agree with you 100%.
Honestly, if I were still working at any dispensary that I've worked at, I would say the same thing. We do our best in trying to be patient.
We do.
But when we get blamed for things that are like, so, like, really? How fucking nice is it to complain about the way your joint is rolled? Remember the day where people got arrested for weed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know how there are people with weed on their fucking, like, record
their
and they can't get
right
jobs
now?
So, yeah, let's complain about the tips of our joints.
You have the audacity.
The fucking audacity.
To complain about how your pre-rolled joint
privilege.
Was rolled.
Yeah.
Fucking privilege. Yeah, well,
privilege
is right.
You're
like,
the fucking privilege where we can't even, like, you can't even have fucking rolling papers on you 5 years ago without getting in very big trouble. So you're lucky that you get to complain about the way your joint is rolled. And with that, we're gonna take a break. We'll be right back.
Open up your eyes when you hear it calling. Ooh, I'm an alien. Ooh, from a great beyond. Came so far just to be so gone. Now I kinda feel like I'm an alien. Ooh, I'm an alien. Ooh, from a great beyond. I came so far just to be so gone.
The Cool Nerd Weed Show with TS and Sasha. Don't panic. It's organic.
Yeah, it's true. No more true than ever. It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show. That's TS.
And that's Sasha.
And we're live on Adobe Radio. Thank you, Adobe, for having us on your airwaves. We fucking love you. Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed and on all the socials, Cool Nerd Weed Show, every single place. If you were on Facebook or Instagram today, you were SOL. Can find our fucking gold content, aka the one post I do a week. We were trying to do better, though. We were trying to go live a bunch.
We were doing lots of things.
You know, Instagram, Facebook, they be fucking up. I don't know what the future of that looks like. As cannabis content creators, we don't give a fuck because all they do is make us feel like butt cracks. So
yeah, fuck yourself,
Instagram and Facebook. But if you decide to be cool with us, then, you know, give us money. But other than that, like, you do nothing but hide our posts and you know, suppress our content.
Shadow ban us and all the other bullshit.
Yeah, I don't feel bad at all. I felt nothing today. I was like, I watched more Dateline. Like, I was like, cool, I'll just go on TikTok a little more. TikTok and Twitter were like, we chilling, but don't, you know, anybody susceptible to this shit. It's a toxic place on the social media. And that's why I said on my show today that I do in the mornings, like this place is a safe space. Adobe Radio is reliable and it's not going to be a place that you come to where we're not going to be awesome and truthful and accepting and like fucking, you know, on the right side of history, you know, unlike Facebook and Instagram that suppress honest and good people that for some reason are stigmatized and then promote hatred and then black out when WhatsApp is how people communicate with their families across the oceans. So in America, it's not that big of a deal. But in, you know, Italy, it was a very big deal that WhatsApp was down. In a lot of Asian countries, it was a big deal that WhatsApp was down. So get it fucking together, social media. We don't have time. End rant. Yeah. If you were here, if you were
what the fuck?
Here and if you were alive on October 1st and October 4th and you're listening to this, we had a big social media outage today and didn't really bother us. Well, you were working. Again, TS has a job.
I do. Finally.
Yeah. But, you know, and people were like being like, it means that we need Facebook because we were also.
Oh, no. There's got to be an alternative to this whole thing.
I mean, technically, I guess it's really not.
You're right. You're right. We'll combine all of the apps into one free thinking place. It's called the ProgStar app.
And
it's completely uncensored and you can do what you want.
We should incorporate ProgStar, honestly. And, the nerds and for realsies, like Adobe is a very like progressive and open-minded space, and all of our podcasts, like from top to bottom, are fucking quality.
Yeah.
And it's a good place to come if you feel like the internet is a dark and shadowy place. We may be emo, but we're not. We're like full of love. So like,
PMA,
if you need a place
PMA.
To come and feel good, just you could also get us on Alexa. Just say Alexa, launch Adobe Radio, and all that shit. And you can get us at all times. And you can find us obviously where all podcasts are found at some point. But I encourage you to stay here on Adobe. That's where I like to stay. It's where I like to hang out.
Alexa, launch Adobe Radio.
I turned off all my Alexas here because I have to say that every day.
Because they're all on listening to us.
And she yells. And she always talks to me.
She'd be on right now.
And she would. She'd be like, I'm sorry. And then, or she would play Adobe and it'd be like, wait, not right now.
We're already
on.
Adobe. It's going to be like right a now. Feedback.
It would be like us. Yeah, it would be like
a huge
an inception.
Feedback loop.
Yeah, I wouldn't love that. We did make food beforehand. We didn't tape it because since TS works now, we have to catch up. We have to catch up as girlfriends.
Off the record.
Yeah, yeah, and then we'll do show prep. But we've been doing show prep on the air or live on Instagram with cooking food.
But you whipped up some impossible mac and cheese. Was really fucking good. Delicious.
I'm eating it
for
now.
Sure.
Yeah, it was.
I killed mine. Mine's gone. I'm going back for seconds when the show's over. I'll be like super savage. There'll be impossible meat all over my beard.
I'm usually like that after the show. I eat like last week it was Chipotle. I just like threw down like four tacos. So we usually put that on tape because we like cooking for you and prepping with you, but we didn't. And you know, I just wanted to let everybody know that we did cook.
There's more to come. Like, we've got plant-based coming out soon.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We like to cook.
And,
we're two Italian stoners.
Yeah. Food is love.
Mm-hmm.
Cannabis is love.
It is.
It's all love.
It is. And, you know, lately I have been consuming a lot of edibles and stuff to make myself hungry. I need to eat.
I think, dinner should be like a celebration.
Oh, yeah.
A break time and a celebration of food and life and love and just like taking time out to nourish your body.
The cultures that do that are like cultures that have, you know, longevity and a lot of love. Like,
for real.
It's important.
I was thinking about that the other day. Like, you know, being in like Spain or Italy, mm-hmm. and like people that take like siestas, they're like, they just like take a break during
the
day.
They nourish the body.
They like, nourish the body. Like everybody, we need to rest midday. So everybody just takes a break.
Mm-hmm. Things are just closed down.
And, you know, you'll go on. Like life will go on 2 hours later after everybody takes a little break.
And then, you know, it's so. Like it helps you work harder. And food is just like so, so celebrated, you know, it is in America too, but not like it's also like oddly stigmatized in America, and there's no more eating disorders per capita than in America. But in most other cultures, food is considered like, you know, I mean, Italy, like from bottom to top, like eating is like a sign of like love and respect, you know, there's no other.
I think we invented fast food in America. What's mm-hmm. we really need to
right.
slow
eating on the go, like eating in, yeah. you know,
in, while you're in your car, like on your way to your next mission.
In so many cultures, that's considered like a severe insult.
Yeah,
I mean,
for
like,
sure.
But in so many cultures, you know, it's not. So many cultures, food is sustenance. Food is like fuel, you know, but still it's consumed. You know what I mean? Like even if it's not considered a sacred
well, it's a necessity of
I
life.
Think, yeah, in a lot of like hardworking cultures, it's, you know, easy eating. What can I eat with my hands? You know, so like that's not to say I don't think that like not everything has to be like a, because in Italy it's almost like overwhelming. You know what I mean? Like it's like,
well, yeah, you're gonna sit down.
It's
and
insulting
have
if you don't eat your full food, and that's how we are. Like we like we'll send people
secondi,
home. Yeah, like it's
like dolce.
It is
so
typical. Exactly.
All the things.
And you have to finish all of them. Like, you have to. Or else, like, they'll think you didn't.
You didn't, like, if you don't
the
finish, like, one bit, it will come out
and
be like, yeah.
You know?
Like, with, like, one tear in their eye.
Yeah, for realsies.
They were like,
no.
Oh, and you'd be like, oh, just grab it. Like, I'm so full. I literally can't do this.
Like, I literally can't.
But you'll eat it anyway.
Yeah. Like, that's why cannabis, like, when it gives you the munchies, it's the best. Some weed doesn't. Some weed is almost stimulant. Like, but most weed, especially when it's in edible form for me, gives me the munchies. So plant-based is, and cooking is something like I want to do, you know, I look forward to like tasting high food when you're high is like the best.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, like there's no better first bite of food than when your munchies high. Cause contrary to popular belief, you can taste it and it, you know, it matters. So what were we fucking talking about?
Was it the at-home DNA test?
Oh yeah, okay. Okay, yeah. So The Insider has an article that so is this okay?
That's interesting. I don't know.
Tell me about it.
So apparently there's a new test that you can do at home with your DNA and it'll tell you
with your DNA
with my DNA. Do I need to submit my DNA to somebody?
This sounds like another way to just like get your DNA.
Harvest my DNA somewhere and like what kind of things am I signing?
I did 23andMe, so I'm already and I
you're
said,
already you're
yeah,
already in the
I'm
system.
Already in there.
So you might as
me.
Well give your DNA to the
yeah. What am I losing?
Which strain of weed is best for you and what kind will make you paranoid? Which is some very captivating headline.
So, because their theory is that your genetics affect how you respond to drugs.
I suppose. And Endocana Health is offering a DNA test that claims to do just that for $199, almost $200. Its team of scientists have identified 57 genetic signatures that may influence someone's response to cannabis. Interesting.
Yeah, but like the end says like
then there's some companies that will recommend certain doses or formulations of cannabis for a consumer's specific needs.
Huh. It also says like it considers terpenes too, which obviously it should. I don't know if this is.
You could actually you said you did your 23andMe.
I did.
So you can just because 23andMe still has your results on file, you can just go ahead and link them up with Endo DNA test kits and the 23andMe will just send your filed DNA directly to the endocannabis. So I don't know if you signed up for that.
I don't know how I feel about this, to be honest. I mean, listen, the 23andMe thing was kind of cool. Yeah. I'm definitely, if you know me and TS, you know how I am in terms of like people having my identity and my and conspiracy theories and all that jazz, like whatever. You want to take my fucking saliva and clone me and like test me out for I as long as I can live for today, you know, but it does not mean I do not believe things are being used for nefarious reasons. However, I don't care. You know what I mean? Like use my shit. I don't care. Now I know I'm fucking, you know, more Italian than I am German. Good to know. But
and they're making little tiny Sashas.
Little tiny Sashas. I'm pretty cool. So I feel like the more me is the better. But this I feel like is like a little bit too far for some reason. Like, I'm just like, why would you need my DNA? And I get it. Genetics do affect how you ingest weed. But like, it's got to be a better way than me like submitting my fucking DNA
to
the world. I don't know. I feel a little weird about it.
They've got like all kinds of theories and alleged statistics here that, you know, 31% of the population may experience adverse reactions. And then there's also like...
How many?
31%.
31% of people experience adverse reactions
to weed. Reactions. Yeah, according to the Endocannabis...
That's a lot of people.
Endocannabis test.
That's almost half the population.
Well, it's 31%.
Of the people who were tested.
Or who actually tested. Yeah, of anybody who gave their consent to be tested.
It's more than half than half. And then, more than a quarter of the people who they tested. So that's like, I feel like that's a lot of people.
That's a large percent of, I would say it's probably a large, that is a large percent of the people that they've actually tested.
More than I thought.
And
what is adverse? You know, there's what other, does adverse mean?
They're, that's a good question.
They can't die.
They can't. No, like adverse, like I'm freaking out, man. Like
everybody
that, like
that
like
be.
Sort of anxious or
you
whatever.
You feel
like,
that. I feel that.
Yeah,
we all feel
yeah.
that. 100% of
it
people
says,
feel
it
that.
Says while most people feel relaxed or giddy, approximately 31% of the general population has reported adverse effects.
So like some so people. We do know some people who don't. I know a lot of people who are like, not who have adverse effects. So
it,
maybe 31 is accurate.
Is it like adverse effect and then they chill out?
No, usually I think
it's
probably
like,
adverse
it's like totally
and then it's
adverse.
Like I mean listen, for some reason people in New York like cannot handle their weed a lot. You know, they're smoking New York weed and then they get a taste of that fucking Cali Indo and they're floored for life.
It's
so you
true.
Know, I understand. 31 is probably accurate. That just sounded high.
But, you know, these alleged scientists are identifying other specific genetic codes that may predict, quote unquote, bad trips or other sorts of genes or variants that may
I guess
risk
if you
people
really,
to psychosis.
Really, 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 really want to, like, be safe or something. Well, psychosis, yeah. I mean, if you want to smoke weed and you're susceptible to psychosis, 100%. If there are things that you need to know, but I don't know. It just seems like, wouldn't your doctor just be able to tell you that? Like, you're going to give your spit to your doctor. Can't you just do it like that instead of, like, giving it to a third party fucking
I hope site? So.
If you really are worried about weed and you have medical, if you're using it, especially, you know, with another medicine, if you're prone to psychosis, if you're prone to seizures, if you're prone to anything that you're mixing weed with a medicine, yeah, you should be telling, your doctor should know that. So I feel like if you're submitting your saliva to some, like, fucking...
some random
endocannabinoid.
Yeah, in conjunction with 23andMe. I don't know. I don't know if our science is quite there. If we're quite there yet.
I don't know either. This is not Cool Nerd Weed Show approved.
No, it is not, for sure.
For me. I don't know about
you.
No,
I do not approve this message.
Yeah,
we need more information. We'll keep you posted.
Yeah, don't spend your $200, please, on this. Go to your doctor.
Yes, or...
and ask your fucking doctor about something that you're putting inside of you instead of a fucking Silicon Valley
Or go to our Patreon and
you're the worst of them. All right, we're going to break. We'll come back with the Huff and Puff. Hold on. I got it. It's coming. I swear to God. Are you doing it?
Yes.
Okay. The final Huff and Puff with TS and Sasha.
No, that was funny. It's the final love and buff with Tia and Sasha. Oh man, when you listen to this back on another day, you'll be like, why didn't they fix that? This isn't live because I'm listening to it on Wednesday. It's because it's funny. And when I fuck up the intro for that, which is about 80% of the time, TS has to extra smoke.
That means I get that much more lit.
Yeah. Yeah.
No complaints here.
Yeah, we've been doing that intro for like most of the year, and I fuck it up pretty much every time. But it's awesome every time. I get pleasure out of it. Okay, so today's Huff and Puff, like, so we're not actually mad. Ooh, this is really good. We're not, well, okay.
This is a marshmallow OG.
Man, it's good.
It's tasty.
It's really tasty. It's very sweet. It's really good. So we see famous people go into weed like a lot. You know, it's something that seemed for a while that famous people would do as like a cash grab or just going with the trends. And, you know, famous people who just invest money and don't invest time into it or put the money to good causes get weeded out. Like, and I know that's a pun, but it's just the only thing I can think of. They get weeded out very quickly. So people who have like weed companies that don't really understand how weed works, they do not have weed companies anymore. You know, you know what I mean? If they just sell shitty mids that don't sell, their companies probably just go away. Like, does Bella Thorne's company even still exist?
Will last very long. I don't know.
Or
it'll
get bought out
so.
And white labeled. So like whatever it is.
She like probably did her run and then it was over.
And exactly. You do a run and then maybe you buy out whatever the fucking space was and then you make it something else. Our point is that Justin Bieber has a weed.
Yes.
Because he said in Peaches that he gets his weed in California.
He's got a collaboration with Palms pre-roll.
Don't we know Palms?
We did. We know Palms. They were a potential sponsor of the
show. They still have their like poster up on Melrose, or their I don't know if their office is still there.
We were they came to our parties.
They came to a couple Adobe parties,
and I don't know. They gave us lots of pre-rolls back
in
the day.
They were pretty cool.
They were cool, and you know they partnered up with Justin Bieber. And they've got, apparently they're in multiple states.
Yeah, they're in
California,
Nevada,
Massachusetts, and Florida.
And the cool, so like now there's a couple cool parts of this. Like,
yes.
A of all, it's not like we don't know what this company is. You know, we know Palms. We know that they're pretty well sourced and stuff like that. Pre-rolls, we just talk pre-rolls for the entire show. But we like, honestly, how many times am I like, pick me up a pack of pre-rolls? Like, how many times do I, if I want a pre-roll, I want a good pre-roll. So
they came in a sexy package that was like a...
Palms is great. Yeah.
It was like a Nat Sherman box.
Trust me.
They burn nice.
I love a pre-roll. I love a pre-roll. Nerdy snobs.
You got to know how to light them. That's all I'm saying.
They come flat. The palms actually come flat.
FYI.
So if you want to sell to your picky, pompous customer, which is not everybody, but it is 1 in 100 come in saying that they want a flat top joint because the other joint's waste. You have the joint for them, and it is palms. So that is a good thing. Oh, they're in Massachusetts too. That is a good thing that he's partnering with somebody who is accessible, somebody who knows what they're doing, and hopefully not pricing it. I think it's set a price, right? It's like 32 seven joint packs for 32.
That's totally reasonable.
Like, so that's totally reasonable. Palms is good. And this is like the best thing is that as of right now, he is including profits. And we talk about this organization quite a bit on this particular show, The Last Prisoner Projects and Veterans Walk and Talk. You can go back and listen to a number of our shows.
Very important.
We talk about this quite a bit. In the dispensary biz, we see a shit ton, which I think is a scientific term, of veterans coming in to seek mental health and just sheer relaxation benefits from cannabis. And we take pride in being able to do that for veterans in a way that like no other industry has been able to do. So the fact that Justin Bieber is donating to the veterans cause in relation to cannabis is a big deal.
Huge.
Because deal. We talk about this on a couple shows. We talked to Steve Elmore about how in the VA, cannabis is still very much not a thing, and you can't reap the benefits, quote unquote benefits, of the VA, which are, you know, a little bit thin to begin with, but you can't reap them if you are an active medicinal user of cannabis, which is a huge fucking problem. So
we've talked about the Last Prisoner Project a lot.
The Last Prisoner Project goes towards destigmatizing and helping veterans get access, safe access to cannabis.
Absolutely. But the Veterans Walk and Talk advocates like outdoor activities and psychedelic therapy and cannabis among military veterans, which is really like sort of outside of the box thinking.
New age. It's new
very
age.
Much.
What we do for, we, I just, John Stewart has a new show. We have no minutes left. We have to leave. But John Stewart has a new show. I don't even know what it's called. It's just another fucking show that talks about things that nobody talks about. So it's necessary. It's just like, well, where'd this come from? But his first show is on how veterans are fucked and how burn pits. I don't know if you know what they are, but they're fucking horrible.
Yes.
And check out the show because it's extremely informative and it reminded me quite a bit about how we just bring our veterans dry. They come home and then we say like fucking fend for yourself and
good luck.
You can't have weed.
Yeah.
So when weed makes it okay, weed is for PTSD. Weed is probably one of the number one forms of relief. It's not for everybody. I will not say it's for everybody, but most soldiers will tell you that they can, no matter where their politics lie, weed has saved their lives in a million different ways. So
100%.
This is huge that we're approaching medicine different for veterans. So our Huff and Puff today is actually not an actual sad Huff and Puff. It's a happy Huff and Puff. Thought we were going to just clown on Bieber for getting into weed. But nay, I think Bieber really does know his fucking weed. He's probably been smoking for a hot minute. He probably got that good when he was fucking 13. So I think he does know his weed. I think he does have a heart. And whoever told him to fucking do this with the veterans, was really smart, and I'm actually all for it. Now I want to buy his weed.
And palms. And
we love
Bieber.
You, palms. Good job.
Good fucking work in the cannabis community.
Okay, now we do have to go. It is the Cool Nerd Weed Show. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We fucking love you. Thank you, Adobe. Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed and whatever platform is still working. You can find us at Cool Nerd Weed Show. Everywhere else, we will be there for you. And
don't panic.
It's organic.